season than he did last year. But, you know, just other than that, he's a great clubhouse guy. Comes in, gets his work in, and, you know, it just kind of seems like he came over here, and ever since he's been here, it's been a pretty good fit. So I think he's, you know, one of those guys, just like Chris Davis came over here and really kind of took his career and everything kind of to the next level. So, you know, it's exciting. We're all definitely happy to have him back.
Kevin, how different is this offseason going into spring from last year, where, you know, you're established starter, you know the team's counting on you?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different. It's kind of more of get ready for the season than try to come into spring training, you know, having been throwing all your pitches. And, you know, compared to my first couple of years, definitely different, and just feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah.
Were you surprised at all by the Gallardo trade, or did you look at the math and say, well, there's six guys, five spots, someone's going to probably have to go?
You know, I was a little surprised. You know, obviously we loved having Yo around. Great clubhouse guy, great teammate, you know, a guy who just kind of worked his butt off, and, you know, wish nothing but the best for him. You know, sad to see him go, definitely, but, you know, we got a great player for him, so, you know, I'm pretty happy that I won't be facing him anymore. I think he had two homers off me last year, so I haven't seen him yet, but I'm gonna give him a big hug. Thanks for coming here, man.
Kevin, my Bam was here a minute ago, and he said that the club intended to go to arbitration with you and the other two players. Are you uneasy about the arbitration process?
No, you know, it's part of the business. You know, it's one of those things. It's you know, it's kind of weird. You know, the first time you go through it, it's definitely going to be a little weird. I didn't really know much about the process before this off season, so it's been cool to kind of learn about everything that's going to happen, and you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. But it's, you know, it's going to be good. I think we're both willing to you know, come to a deal soon, and so you know, it'll be a little weird, but you know, it's like I said, it's just part of the business.
Kevin, looking back at it, what do you think clicked for you with the final 2 months last year, when you just string together so many good starts in a row to try to carry that over this year?
You know, I don't know. I feel like throughout my career to this point, I've always gotten better as the season has gone on. And I've always finished strong. So, you know, for me now, it's kind of figuring out why that is. You know, I've started throwing a little bit earlier this offseason to kind of get my arm more ready for spring. And so that way, come April, I'm ready to go from day one, and I don't have those first half struggles like I have.
Kevin, what do you hope Roger can help you with this spring training?
You know, I'm just looking forward to get to know him. You know, I've heard nothing but good things about him. You know, coming from Dave Wallace, you know, which is, you know, he's one of the best pitching coaches in the game, and Roger's very respected too. And I know that they kind of Wally kind of took him under his wing, so just looking forward to get to know him, and from there we'll see kind of what he's able to help me with. You know, I know he's done a lot of good things when he was with Atlanta, with a lot of young pitchers, so just looking forward to get to know him and working together.
Kevin, almost everybody is coming back here. What does that do for you guys mentally to know that basically the same cast of characters is returning?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I feel like everybody on the team has a great relationship with everybody. Seems like a family. It seems like, you know, I think we have a great mix of some veteran established guys like Hardy and Jones, and then we also got, you know, good young guys like Bundy, and, you know, I just feel like we have a lot of good players right now and a lot of guys who are fun to watch. You know, you look at Joey Rickard, he's, you know, someone who's not going to wow you, you know, when you watch him, but, you know, you watch him every day, you're gonna realize how good of a baseball player he is, so... it's definitely exciting to have everybody back, and you know, I feel like there's kind of a sense of everybody having very high expectations.
Going with the expectations, you and Dylan kind of been intertwined for years now, and a lot of people are pinning the Orioles' hopes on the steps that you guys might make in 2017. Do you like that? And obviously, you guys have a relationship. Do you feel like what you guys do is going to go a long way to see what this team can do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you know, we've all kind of been in the situation that Bundy's in. You know, a young starting pitcher is kind of trying to figure out this level. And so, you know, I think he made some huge strides last season. And definitely looking forward to for him to be a starter the whole season. You know, I think that workload is going to be good for him. He's the type of guy, I think he does better when he has more than when he has less, honestly. But, anytime you're picked fourth overall, you're going to have high expectations. And like you said, we've both been linked from day one, it's exciting. You know, we're all just trying to get better, and, we have a good group of guys in the rotation, and I think we feed off of each other very well and are good. We just want everybody to be the best that they can be.
Thank you.